honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajin. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It is a great pleasure to be back on board with you once again today. As well, it's kind of a snowy world out there. I might bring that up a tiny bit. Looking for some dangerous possible conditions coming up Sunday. Who knows? At least here in this neck of the woods, the Twin Cities. The Timberwolves, well, they took care of business with the Utah Jazz. They brought the brooms out and almost beat the Denver Nuggets. Went down by a significant amount. Unfortunately, could not finish the job. But you saw another spectacular moment during the course of the week, and we'll get to that when the time comes. The Timberwolves finished 2-1 versus the Jazz in Denver. You'll notice this is episode 392, inching closer and closer to 400. Cool. Not too far away, right? Well, we'll see how long the season goes as well. Hopefully it's a nice long playoff run, but we'll get across that bridge when we get there, including Sunday with the weather coming up around this area. I'm already talking about that instead of the games. It's three games to review, three games to preview, twice versus the Jazz. Then you have Cleveland, Golden State, and Detroit, all home games. Wow, the road trip was quite dramatic. There's no doubt about that. In fact, the Wolves were on the road all this time. Wow, going back to Indiana, the block of the season. The block of the season by Anthony Edwards, Utah Jazz. The block of the season was March 7th in Indianapolis. And the dunk of the season, which could have been another situation of possibly guys getting hurt. And they kind of did, actually. Two guys got hurt. The guy who dunked and the guy who was dunked on. The dunker and the dunkee. Both were hurt, but one of them came back, one of them did not, from what I remember. Well, no, one of them did not. I'm just kidding. Utah twice. But, that was on March the 18th against the Utah Jazz. Let's get to the first one. It was okay. Solid 119-100 victory on Saturday night. More of a comfortable win for the Timberwolves. Was it a fun game? Was it a great game? Yeah, it was fine. The Wolves won by 19. I mean, it's not a whole lot of complaining to talk about. There were some dips. There were some runs like there always are. Third quarter, there was a one-point game at one point, but a lot of people saw a victory for the Timberwolves anyway. The win probability only dropped to about 60%, which isn't that bad. Not great, but not bad. And then things went definitely... things went definitely in the right direction after that. So, thankfully, that was like midway through the third or so. It was like a tie game and such. Otherwise, Anthony Edwards, very strong performance. Naz Reid would start because... I don't know, Rudy Gobert is like MIA. He's on milk cartons now, and that's unfortunate. Conley, great game against his former club. It's actually his first game back in Utah since playing there. Obviously, he was a Memphis Grizzly before that. Conley is only his third team, probably his last. Obviously, a two-year extension is probably putting him to the end of his career, I'm thinking. I don't know, though. We'll see. Conley, one night, he looks like he's spry, and he's still the star player he once was. The next night, he looks like he's, in his mid to upper 30s. This night, he looked pretty spry. 5 of 8 from downtown, 8 of 12 from the floor overall, and 25 total points. Anthony Edwards, just an overall, believe it or not, a Garnett type of a game, but actually beyond Garnett. Beyond. You know why? Because he scored 31 points. Garnett didn't score 31 very often, but you add the 10 rebounds and the 5 assists. 3 steals and 3 blocks as well. You got a little, I don't even know who you throw in there. You could throw in like Gerald Wallace, something like that. Anthony Edwards was pretty much a do-everything everywhere. And unfortunately, the turnovers made a comeback. Jaden McDaniels was not the recipient of the Johnny Flynn Memorial last week. He was a Johnny Flynn Memorial recipient 2 weeks ago. Pretty strong week for Jaden McDaniels, generally speaking, but he did get into foul trouble in this game, almost fouling out, only 8 points. Unfortunately, Kyle Anderson doing what he does. Suck at offense. He can't shoot for whatever reason. He can't make layups even sometimes. 1 of 6. but he did get 9 assists. His Scottie Pippen-ish role, I guess, his old man Pippen slow-mo Scottie role, you could say, with the defense and the passing skills and such. With 9 assists, he did obviously lead the team with assists, but Naz Reid, this is a Garnett type of a game. This is actually perfectly Garnett-ish for the most part. 22 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists for Naz Reid. Kevin Garnett, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Kevin Garnett! And yes, 4 of 11 from outside. Maybe one too many attempts, but I mean, I can't complain too much. That's almost 40%, 4 of 11. Anthony Edwards making a huge comeback from downtown, 5 of 7. Incredible, after last week's putrid effort from outside. I didn't understand, other than obviously, you know, he's banged up, this and that. Unfortunately, that shooting hand, well, it wasn't a shooting hand, it was the left hand, but one of his hands would be banged up after one of the plays of the absolute season. It's like ESPN top 10 or even top 5 plays of the entire season. Anthony Edwards might have 2 of them. Top 10 for sure, top 5 probably. The block against the Indiana Pacers and the upcoming night here. The dunk on J.C. John Collins, the former Atlanta Hawk. But again, a comfortable win by the Minnesota Timberwolves. The bench didn't factor too much, though. Luka Garza getting some action in the game, playing a little more than a quarter with 9 points. 1 of 4 from outside, unfortunately, though. He's not really been that great from outside. So that's a little bit on the disappointing side, unfortunately. So, yeah, Monte Morris, I don't know. It's just not... I think we need more. I think we need more from Morris, put it that way. Jordan McLaughlin, 4 assists. We need more from Monte Morris. I'm just going to say that. I don't know. I think he's better than this. I do. There's just not much going on there. There's not much to talk about. What did he play? 10 minutes, 2 points. I mean, I don't know. And he even had a turnover. That's funny. That was... Let's move on. Yeah, a game that wasn't too pretty. The Wolves trailed at times in this one. It was kind of a mess. Both of these games were in Delta Center, yes. Timberwolves were trailing after the first quarter. Second quarter was a bit better. And then, obviously, had the dunk of the season. Anthony Edwards kind of skying in the air, basically levitating in a lot of ways. That's what it was described on ESPN. Just a jaw-dropping play. Absolutely jaw-dropping play. Anthony Edwards would... get everybody going crazy. The entire arena and the announcers for Utah, you'd think they were the Timberwolves announcers. Like, it was that big of a deal. Unfortunately, Anthony Edwards, I remember thinking, I'm like, oh, is he just showing him up by looking at his hand? Like, yeah. And that's, no, he's not. He's not showing him up at all. He dislocated his finger. I don't know if he dislocated it on Collins' head somehow or what the heck happened, but Collins would have a concussion situation going on there. And Anthony Edwards would have a dislocated finger. Collins would not return. Anthony Edwards returned pretty much right away. Just kind of had it taped up and such. And luckily for Anthony Edwards, it was on the left hand. I can relate a little bit, and I know it's not about me at all. I mean, that is a Jordan-esque, Vince Carter-esque dunk. Another scary moment, though. I mean, just the way you're coming down, you never know the way people are going to land. I mean, that's how what's-his-name injured his knee before he even played a real game. Blake Griffin, number one pick by the Clippers at the time. So, but it ended up being the absolute, probably the dunk of the year, the dunk of the season for Anthony Edwards and all that, dunk of his career so far. Awesome moment. Awesome moment that we will remember forever, honestly. It's showtime! At the end of the day, though, it definitely helped the Timberwolves, it brought the momentum up. For the Timberwolves, it was like one of those momentum-setting moments as the game just wasn't going so hot. It's kind of like, you know, when a coach blows up at the ref or something and then the team plays better, blah, blah, blah. He stood up for us and, you know, it seems a little cheesy and such, but this was way beyond that, obviously. This was way beyond that. This could motivate anybody, basically, on whatever team you're on. Plus the fact that Anthony Edwards came back. He didn't sit in the locker room crying, feeling sorry for himself. Came back and kicked some butt. Wound up with 32 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds. Absolutely great. Naz Reid, unfortunately, also hit in the head, a head injury during the course of the game. And that sucks. And Naz Reid wouldn't be available versus the Nuggets coming up. So the Wolves were shorthanded like you wouldn't believe. Anthony Edwards, again, would turn in a Kirby Puckett-like performance. But also, that is an awesome, awesome thing at the end of the day when you see what Anthony Edwards could accomplish. Mike Conley could have used a little help again, but I don't know what to think about it. 2 of 8 from the floor, unfortunately. 0 of 5 from outside. Conley, he's just kind of in and out, unfortunately. Luckily, he did get pretty good relief from Monte Morris, who and Jordan McLaughlin, who both did a great job. They would combine for 19 points, which is actually pretty good. 4 assists, all from Monte Morris. 0 turnovers, so much better job, Monte Morris. Again, like I said, 19 points, but let's put that into perspective. 5 of 6 from three-point range. Yep, so that definitely helped the Wolves with their positive run in the right direction. It's too bad Luka Garza isn't a better defender. He was 2 of 4 from outside as well, generally speaking. If he was a good defender, that would really help. Though his value would definitely increase versus the Denver Nuggets, despite the fact his defense is mediocre at best. But, yeah, he would provide a hell of an effort versus the Denver Nuggets, and he pretty much had to. No Karl Anthony Towns, no Rudy Gobert, no Naz Reid. It's frustrating. I mean, Rudy Gobert, I can understand the ribs are probably, obviously it's insanely uncomfortable. Sometimes you can't even sleep when you're in that situation at the end of the day. So, yeah. Back to the actual Denver Nuggets, though, game. Unfortunately, the Wolves would lose 115-112. An incredible effort, let's be honest. Moral victory, you could say. Win probability was on the Denver side the entire game, except for the third quarter. Well, early fourth, actually, is what I'm trying. Yeah, that was when the Wolves really mounted a comeback. It was very impressive. Felt kind of like the Clipper game. But then just as fast as the Wolves soared back into this game, it was a beautiful thing. Obviously, the Wolves were hanging in there. That's the important part. You know, you put that into perspective. Around halftime, Denver was at a, 15-point lead, unfortunately. But as the game progressed, you know, the Wolves would gradually come back into that third quarter, really make things super interesting, and then they'd just hang in there, and that was beautiful. Then we'd actually take the lead to a point that win probability was on our side. It was unbelievable. Oh my God, we're going to beat the Denver Nuggets, even without all three big men that we've used during the course of the season. You have Kyle Anderson starting at center, but a performance by Jaden McDaniels was absolutely spectacular. One of those pop-up games that Jaden is ever capable of doing, and you know, you start wanting to believe more and more that he's worth every penny and all that. And games like this, he was worth every penny. 4 of 6 from outside, 26 total points. Anthony Edwards, again, a Kirby Puckett-like performance, 50% from the floor overall, 3 of 8 from outside, 8 assists, 8 rebounds. Very strong on the ball defense, which really helped a lot. The Wolves' approach in this one, which worked for a while, for the most part, was try to shut everybody down except for Nikola Jokic, you know, the Jordan rules type of thing. Unfortunately, you know, like, yeah, just go one-on-one on Nikola Jokic and try to defuse his, you know, Arvydas Sabonis abilities, where he's like a giant Pippen, basically. You know, literally a giant Scottie Pippen out there. Unfortunately, Jamal Murray would still wind up with 11 assists. And guys like frickin' Michael Porter Jr. couldn't frickin' miss, and it drove me frickin' crazy down the stretch. The Wolves had a chance in this game, but then Denver started making their shots, and the Wolves started missing, and we started panicking and started kind of getting desperate, and it just was what it was. It's like we just ran, you know, like the magic wand ran out of magic. That's pretty much what happened during the course of this one, and I was mad as hell and pissed off because it's the competitive side of not just me, but just probably I'm sure players on the Timberwolves, obviously more so than me. Yeah, you get mad, you get frustrated, it's like, damn it, but you know, I mean, it was a great effort, but you still want to win. You still want to win so bad. You want to win so bad. It would be amazing if this team was able to accomplish that, especially with the fact of where Denver is. What were we tied going into the game? So it was extremely disappointing to lose, even the fact that, you know, again, we were so undermanned. It would have been an unbelievable victory for this team. So, you know, you just felt bad for the players that played their asses off, you know? Yep, just generally, you know, you just feel bad. You feel bad for the players. They gave everything. You know, they did. And it's like, you know, I remember years ago when, obviously, Greg Popovich, the Spurs, when they were kind of still hanging around in their, you know, their heydays, so to speak. They were hanging around. They were in their heyday. They still had all the main players of, like, when they won the 5 titles and such. That's 5. That's a lot. And, you know, they were, you know, they had opportunities. You know, they had opportunities to come back and win a game, and they just missed a few shots late. You know, they gave an insane effort, and, you know, but they just missed the shots, unfortunately, and it was a bummer. And then Greg Popovich just kind of stopped for a second at the end and just said, guys, good job, and he was clapping like that, you know, because they gave it everything they had. And that's kind of how I feel about this one in a lot of ways. As much as I hate moral victories as much as the next guy, You know, there isn't a single person listening to this podcast that thinks I'm a homer. Well, then again, if you do, that might be because just my competitiveness, believing this team should be able to win this and be able to win that. That's maybe the only homer side I have. But, you know, I definitely not a homer, definitely not a rah-rah guy. You'll never see me wearing face paint. I don't even wear jerseys anymore, and I used to wear them all the time when I was younger. I just don't. I grew out of it, that kind of thing. Not because I'm better than anybody else, because I'm not. There's people a lot more successful than I am that wear jerseys to games, so put it that way. But if you can go to the lower deck, you're probably doing more success than me, or you're just a spoiled rich kid. But, Joey, how dare you? How dare you imply that? Never. Never. There's no such thing, right? Okay, sorry. Luca Garza, though, again, I mean, he tried his ass off, but again, yeah, obviously the shot wasn't there. 2 of 8, that sucks. 3 of 6 for Monte Morris. Again, solid performance against his former club. Again, and that's the connection with Conley, the other, you know, Tim Conley, not the former hockey player for the New York Islanders. Sorry, that was weird. A very weird reference, but that's how I am, I guess. Heck, I've talked about the Cleveland Barons before, an NHL team. Yeah, there was an NHL team called the Cleveland Barons in the 70s. Yeah, I've talked about them before, too. Yeah, but anyhow, Arvidas Sabonis, I mean, Nikola Jokic obviously was making everything down the stretch. And it was just, you know, that was the heartbreaking side of this one. But again, a great, solid effort by a team that, you know, played their asses off. That's just kind of how it is. That's how it truly is. That's kind of how I see things, I guess. You know, I mean, obviously really appreciated the effort by the team. Just wish they could have won, that's all. Now that I've babbled and stumbled over myself enough, James Shepard, the Lone Wolf Award for this episode is definitely Anthony Edwards. I mean, is there any doubt? So, there's not much of a doubt there. Sorry, I'm, like, distracted here, and I shouldn't be. There, I had to clean something up. I made a huge mess here. I'm, like, screwing everything up. I apologize. Making everything harder on myself here. But Anthony Edwards, for sure, will bring in the Lone Wolf Award. It's, you know, he had an amazing week. Kirby Puckett-like, you know, Michael Jordan-like, Dominic Wilkins-like. Name your franchise player, but Anthony Edwards played like that guy for the most part. Kobe Bryant, whatever you want to say. The Johnny Flynn Memorial, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to lay off Monte Morris. I thought he was pretty good. Just the first game was kind of meh. Could have probably gotten more from Nikhil Alexander-Walker this week. But then again, obviously he provides a lot of things that aren't always visible. TJ Warren kind of struggled. I don't know, and it's kind of hard to pick on a, you know, a guy who obviously was a good player not that long ago, but as a 10-day guy. I don't know. Just frustrated, I guess, with the injuries. Rudy Gobert, the injuries and such. Naz Reid getting hurt. Just the general injury bug. It was a great effort by a team that's incredibly depleted, so I can't really kick anybody, really, right now. You know, and obviously kicking TJ Ward, Warren, is kind of one of the dumbest things ever, so I'm not going to do that. That's mean. Yeah, that would be mean. So at the end of the day, that's where we stand. It's pretty much the injury bug. With that, we'll just take a quick break and preview the upcoming games. Back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number 2, time to preview the upcoming 3 games. We'll see how this goes. It's an interesting mix. It's an interesting mix of teams. You got some Eastern Conference. One of them is like one of those like you better win or you're kind of in trouble. 2 that are pretty dangerous, honestly. Yeah, Cleveland's a tough team. They gave us a hell of a time. Will Rudy Gobert come back in time for that one? Just don't do the money roll thing again. Like, let's lay off the refs. A lot of people were pissed off at the refs in that game. Obviously, even Jim Peterson, when it's for us to say the refs kind of helped us lose that game, or however he worded it. It was just kind of like, oh, they kind of helped cost us the game, basically. I don't always like that kind of talk. It reeks of homerism, but yeah, that game was not good. Obviously, extremely frustrating. And yes, Rudy Gobert had reason to be frustrated, obviously. I mean, Jared Allen has no business attempting like 22 free throws or like getting like Wilt Chamberlain numbers. It was like ridiculous. Like, Wilt Chamberlain, I'm not even kidding. What did he have, like 36 points and 22 rebounds or something? Like, what's up with that crap? And like attempted like, I don't know, like 20 free throws or something. It's like, that was complete bull. There's no way, you know, there is no way. It doesn't make any logical sense that things went that way. It just made no logical sense at all. Cleveland, Golden State, Detroit. Detroit's one of those like, okay, you better win. They have 12 wins on the season. At least they're doing somewhat better. We'll talk about them when we get there anyway. So I'm kind of jumping ahead here. Cleveland Cavaliers, that'd be tonight, March 22nd. Snow day. Not really. We got about, I don't know, we were forecasted to get 3 or 4. And I think we have 2 to 3-ish, which is fine. It's like, I think it was a little bit warm and melted a little bit, that kind of thing, as it's coming down. Even though temperatures supposedly were actually like well below freezing. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's very strange at the end of the day. Anyhow, let's get to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm tired of my being distracted here. Whoever you are, leave me alone, right? It's getting to that point now. Minnesota, Cleveland, Target Center. Yeah, well, time to get the job done. Injury report. Donovan Mitchell, nasal. Okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. Dean Wade, knee. Evan Mobley, ankle. These are all in March. March 11th for Dean Wade and Evan Mobley, ankle. March 6th, Anthony Edwards' finger. Well, we'll see. Naz Reid head and Rudy Gobert rib. These are all very recent, and you know that already. Timberwolves and Cavaliers. They're pretty even, honestly. Cavaliers are pretty good. Obviously, I think the Wolves are a better team. And take care of business at home. Try not to get frustrated by the referees. The Wolves are technically 3.5 games ahead of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah. Nope. 4 games ahead. It's an even 4 games ahead of the Cavaliers. Cool. Anyhow, like if we were in the same conference or division or whatever. Offenses are tied at 113. 18 and 18 point, in points. Rebounds, Wolves are 11th. Cleveland's 9th. Three field goal percentage, Cleveland's 13th. Wolves are 10th. 3-point percentage, Wolves are 4th. Cleveland's 14th. Assists, Wolves are Cleveland is 9th. Wolves are 16th. Turnovers, Cleveland 15th. Minnesota 21st. Assist to turnover ratio, Cleveland 5th. Wolves are 21st. Blocked shots, Cleveland 9th. Wolves are 5th. All right. Steals per game, Wolves are 12th. And Cleveland is 18th. And, of course, the most recent game was very frustrating on March 8th. Happy birthday to my brother. Wolves to lose in overtime. Cleveland is 2-3 in their last 5. Interesting. So take advantage of the fact they're struggling a teeny tiny bit. So that's kind of how it is. Wolves are 3-2 in their last 5. And yes, this is tonight's game and all of that. Donovan Mitchell, well, 27.4 points a game, but will he play in the game? I don't know. Sometimes he's a little bit on the oft-injured side. Darius Garland, same thing, 18.7, 6.4 points a game for Darius Garland. Chris LeVert, who's had some good moments, 14 points a game off the bench. Evan Mobley, who's missed a ton of time. And it's had knee injury. That's not good. 15.6, 10 rebounds, and a block and a half. So that type of thing. Darius Garland even gets some good amount of steals, and that's appreciated very much. Marcus Morris Sr., who's, I guess, on the Cavaliers now. Wasn't he supposed to come to Minnesota, son of a gun? Well, he didn't. He's a lot older than I remember. But, yeah, I suppose 2011. It's been a long time. Twin brother, right? Markeith and Marcus. He wound up with Cleveland. We wound up with T.J. Warren, which I guess is okay because I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore at this stage. Bottom line, this is a game the Timberwolves need to win for so many reasons. Obviously, again, just, you know, like literally like a rebound type of effort for compared to what we had last time around. Jared Allen is averaging 16 points and 11 rebounds. A kind of a block and a half, a block and a quarter, basically a game. Don't let him take advantage of us like we did last time around. Not sure what's going on with Naz Reid, if he's going to be able to come back soon or not. I don't think he's, like, screwed or anything, like, out for the year or anything crazy like that. But hopefully soon. Would like to see Rudy Gobert back out there. Hopefully he's had enough time to rest and heal with those ribs and he can get back to work and help beat this Cleveland team tonight. Minnesota is going to win the basketball game in very close fashion. I think your final score is going to be something along the likes of, it's going to be lower scoring. Yeah, this will be low scoring. 105-100, Minnesota beats the Cleveland Cavaliers. Anthony Edwards, 32. And the Minnesota Timberwolves will beat Le Cleveland Cavaliers. moving right along to the Golden State Warriors, obviously a team that I've had dislikes for quite a long time. Now I messed this up. That's just pure genius. Why did I click on Marcus Morris? All I accomplished was messing it up, but I guess it could be a heck of a lot worse. It's just typing three letters. Let's get going. The Golden State Warriors, yeah, the Yuck City, whatever, the Yucky State Northern Cal team, I don't know, blech, that plays in, well, wherever they play. It's not Chase anymore. It is Chase. It's Chase now. It was Oracle, and whatever. Draymond Green back, Moses Moody knee, that's the injury report, as of March 21st, apparently, again, Anthony Edwards with a finger, but he's been playing, so awesome. Golden State is fifth in points, second in rebounding. 15th in field goal percentage, 8th in three-point percentage, 3rd in assists, 23rd in turnovers, 13th in assist-to-turnover ratio, 27th in blocks, so that's disappeared, steals as well, 25th. So probably a huge reason why the Warriors are not as good. The Wolves have already won the season series with the Golden State Warriors. I can't remember what year that was other than maybe when they really sucked and they had D'Angelo Russell. That was a crazy game with Andrew Wiggins versus D'Angelo Russell, which is funny. When D'Angelo Russell was on the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, remember that? They were pathetic that year. Curry missed like most of the year with like hand injuries and such like that. Golden State is 3-2 in their last five. 112-102 win over the Spurs. 109-99 loss to the Mavericks. These are on the road at Los Angeles. They beat the Lakers 128-121. The Warriors would lose to the Knicks 119-112. Memphis Grizzlies win by the Warriors 137-116. Minnesota won a couple of good ones, 116-110. The first time around, very back and forth. Anthony Edwards had some huge moments in that game on November the 2nd, 12th, pardon me. And then on the 14th was the crazy game. I believe that was when the choking crap happened. Yeah, it was like right out of the game. All the frustrations of the last game from Golden State boiled over when... obviously, it all started with Klay Thompson flipping out at Jaden McDaniels. Everybody, you know, there's a bunch of ejections and such. It was kind of stupid and crazy. Jaden McDaniels, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green as he was choking Rudy Gobert, who didn't get a technical. Draymond Green would get also a flagrant foul, but that was around the same time anyway, whatever. Everybody was ejected. Well, those three guys were ejected anyway. It was a mess of a game, and the Wolves took advantage of a frustrated and past their prime Golden State Warriors team. Dario Saric started in the game and got 21 points. So, yeah, Saric, the former Timberwolf, is on the Golden State Warriors. Naz Reid have 10 points off the bench. So, sorry, kind of rehashing a bit. It was a wonderful time when the Wolves took advantage of, the Wolves just beat a Golden State team that's not as good as they used to be. So that was a great feeling at the end of the day. Absolutely wonderful. Wolves now have a, 11-game lead on the Golden State Warriors. And I think the Wolves should be able to take care of business versus this club. It's going to be an interesting way to wrap things up, though. There's no doubt about that. I do expect the Timberwolves to win the basketball game, though. I do want the... I'm stepping out in faith, believing the Timberwolves will pull out the brooms, even though we're undermanned. I think Rudy Gobert, hopefully he's going to be back. Hopefully Naz Reid is back and can really play... a nice role in the game. I'm just hoping and praying. Obviously, this is a ways off, so there's a few games away. Thankfully, it's on Sunday the 24th. I guess it's not that far away, but hopefully, again, the Wolves will have healthy players in this game, so we can get the job done and get the win versus this annoying Golden State team that's given us a hard time forever. So, in the past, even though we've actually been a fairly tough matchup for them historically, even during their super golden years, The golden era of the Golden State Warriors, basically. Thankfully, the Wolves have always given them a hard time, even in their 70-win season, didn't we? Yeah, we gave them one of their rare losses that year, one of their 9 losses. And it was a very impressive game back when Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns teamed up, or now it's Anthony Edwards and such, which obviously is a far superior player than Andrew Wiggins could ever hope to be. As for Andrew Wiggins, how's he doing right now? Well, I don't know. How is he doing? 59 games. 12 points, 4 rebounds. Sounds familiar. Sounds like about pretty much of the Wolves. 45% from the floor. That's a little better. Pardon me. 36% from three-point range. Yeah, it's better, but it's a little more efficient. But because I remember he'd have more minutes and his field goal percentage was lower, and the numbers are about the same. Chris Paul, the old Wiley veteran. I'm sorry, Chris Paul. I mean, as annoying as he could be at times, you know, a jackass and such at times, and, you know, that cheap nonsense about the jersey being not tucked in or something, and when Chris Paul was on the Oklahoma City Thunder, that was some bull crap. You know, that's just how he is, though. He's just a jackass sometimes. But at the end of the day, I mean, did I feel bad for him when the Suns, you know, kind of fell apart down the stretch and lost to the Bucks? Oh, God, yes. God, yes. I mean, those, you know, like, you know, you've been fighting your whole life trying to get that ring, and then, you know, odds are that was probably his best and last real chance to get it. And, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, you just feel terrible for someone, you know. They give it their all, and then it just kind of falls apart. It's sad, and you don't want to be looked on as the guy that, oh, he didn't get the ring, you know. It sucks, and I don't like the way the TNT crew treat Charles Barkley. I think it's bullshit. I do. I think it's Bush League. Like, dude, you know, stop. I actually don't like the way they act. Like, oh, I know what I'm talking about. I've got four rings. It's like, okay, yeah. So did John Sally. So did this guy. Randy Brown had rings too. You know, does that make him smarter at basketball than everybody else? Randy Brown? Who's Randy Brown? What was he, like the 12th man on the Bulls or something, like years ago? Randy bleepin' Brown, who probably couldn't even make the Timberwolves today if he was in his prime. He probably wouldn't even make the team. Dead serious. I'm dead serious. Okay, sorry. Angry video game nerd moment. Jonathan Kuminga, 16.5 points, 4 or 5 rebounds, 2 assists. You know, he was the trade. He was that trade for Wiggins, basically. Those are the two guys at the end of the day. So Wiggins and Kuminga, oh well. You know, and then ultimately, I guess the trade ended up being Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Mike Conley. I think I feel okay at the end of the day. I'm getting rid of D'Angelo Russell. Maybe some better cap situation as well. So it's a combination of things. It's a combination of things as well. Better in the locker room and such. It looked like the Warriors had beaten the Wolves with the Wiggins trade. And maybe they did. I mean, Kuminga's a good player. But, I mean, I'm not running through a wall to get Jonathan Kuminga. He's okay. He makes his shots and such. He's close to the basket kind of a guy. Not much of a rebounder, though, for that type of a player. I mean, gosh, 53%, that's nice and everything. It is, but I don't know. I don't see him as a special player. I just don't. He's valuable. He's valuable. That's good. I mean, there's valuable players in the NBA. Quite a few. Chris Paul, even at his old age, is a valuable player in the NBA. He's averaging 7 assists. You know, good for him. Steph Curry, this rubber-munching son of a, you know, fill-in-the-blank, 41% from outside, 92% at the free throw line. Obviously, that's notable. 45% from the floor. It's Steph Curry. You know, he's going to catch and shoot threes. He's going to run around all over the place. He's going to jack up shots. And it's a style of basketball I've never been a fan of. Going back to when I was, you know, 12 years old. I hated it then. And I hate it now. Guys running around, jacking up shots. It's just that he gets away with it because, you know, he's a historically good shooter, da-da-da, you know. So that's why I've never been a Curry fan at the end of the day, along with the arrogance on top of it, which is like, duh, if you can't see it, you're not paying attention. Yeah. Luckily, a lot of people, luckily that finally, you know, started showing itself when they stopped winning, you know. Like, yeah, they're not the nicest group of players ever. They're really not. They're full of themselves. And their coach is obnoxious. And at this point, I'd call him a little bit overpaid, too. Just a little bit, like that contract extension. I mean, my goodness. I don't even need to get into that. It's too much. That's all. That's all you need to know. It's too much. I mean, yes, you've had success, blah, 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 but it's too much. I'm sorry. It is. It's too much. But whatever. Enjoy. Enjoy your wealth. Yay. Wahoo. Timberwolves beat the Golden State Warriors and sweep the season series. La, 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 la. And I'm happy, and they're happy, too. Hopefully, there's no shenanigans in this one where people could get hurt or suspended or whatever, fined and all that nonsense. Just act like adults, I guess. Just do your best. Do your best not to let Draymond Green drive you crazy if he even plays in the game. He's missed plenty of time due to suspension or injuries and such. That's Draymond Green's last 4 or 5 years or so. Suspensions, injuries, this and that. You know, obviously he's going to get banged up because he plays a very rugged style of basketball. Is Draymond Green a Hall of Fame player? Yes. I don't like saying it, but yeah, he is. If Dennis Rodman's in the Hall of Fame, I think Draymond Green is too. I don't like saying it, but he is. Yeah, and that's not a knock at Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying Draymond Green should be too. Yeah, I think rugged players like that, that really are, you know, they make other players better. 6 assists a game with his kind of a style, that's pretty impressive. So it is. It's a little bit of respect going back to Draymond Green. So as much as I hate your guts, I respect you, Draymond. I do. So, but the Wolves will win the season series. Final score of 118 to 110. Wolves win by 8. Anthony Edwards, 35. 35 for Anthony Edwards. And the Wolves win against the Yuck City Chiefs, the Golden State Warriors, the Yucky Warriors, the Northern Cal team that I don't like. I'm the Northern Cal guy, the rubber muncher, and the crazy boulder named Draymond Green. Crazy boulder green. Detroit Pistons. This will be next Thursday, the 26th? No, that's later than that. This is Tuesday only, isn't it? Upcoming schedule. I'm a mess. I apologize. I'm an absolute mess. And this thing is not cooperating with me like I'd like. It's annoying. Detroit is on Wednesday the 27th. Wednesday the 27th, Target Center, 7 o'clock. Classic. These are all home games. Stanley Umade, ankle, March 21st. Isaiah Stewart, hamstring, March 20th. Taj Gibson, former Timberwolf. I can't believe he's still playing. Hamstring, power forward. March 20th. He was already old when he was here, and that was, 2016, right? So when we first got him with Mr. Thibodeau, yeah, that guy. You remember him? So the oppressor, as some people call him, as a joke. Anyhow, and yeah, I mean, I already talked about Edwards and Naz Reid and all that stuff. Cade Cunningham's averaging 22.2 points a game. Good for him. Detroit is 21st in points, 11th in rebounds. 23rd in three-point percentage, 19th in assists, 29th in turnovers, 27th in turnover assist-to-turnover ratio, 19th in blocks, and bottom dead last in steals at 30th. Timberwolves won 124-117 in kind of one of those semi-trap game, okay, well, at least we won type of performances. You know what that is, right? Semi-trap, at least we won. Yeah, one of those sluggish. Sluggish defense, but the offense came through, thank God, and Detroit's defense is not good. 124-117. Wolves won. The Wolves will also sweep the Detroit Pistons, so we're going to split with the... we are going to sweep the next three games, yes. We are going to win all three, damn it. And if we... I think if there's one game we drop, it's probably Cleveland, which would really suck. But I say just, yeah, these are games that this team can win and needs to win. And pray to God guys are healthy. The Detroit Pistons are on a four-game win streak. Losing streak, excuse me. That'd be pretty news right there. That would be news. They're on a four-game losing streak. Their most recent win was against Toronto, 113-104. That was their 12th win of the year. Since then, Detroit has lost to Miami, 108-95. These are at home, 104-101. At Boston, 119-94. Whew. And home game hosting Indiana, of course, 122-103. Lots of history between Detroit and Indiana. It's not just the Malice at the Palace, just some great classic games, of course, over many, many years in the 80s and 90s and 2000s and today and blah, blah, blah. So I sound like a radio station, don't I? Bojan Bogdanovic, I don't think he's there anymore, though, is he? He's not there anymore. Nope, he's at the Knicks. Yeah, he's not there anymore. He was, whatever, freed. He was cut loose, and he's like, woo! Anyhow, Jaden Ivey. Related to Royal Ivy years ago. 15.3. That's how old I am. I mean, didn't I cover his dad on this show? Like, talk about him, Royal Ivy? I'm pretty sure that was his dad. 15.3 points and 4 assists. Cade Cunningham, number one overall pick in the draft. 22.2, 7.6 assists. He's a good player. Is he special? Is he a special player? I don't know. I hope so. Danilo Gallinari, who's he on? He's been on like 50 teams. He's on the Bucks. Gosh, how many teams has he been on? New York, Denver, that's two. He was on Denver for a while. Clippers, 3. OKC, 4. Atlanta, 5. Detroit, 6. Washington, 7. Milwaukee, 8. 8 teams, Danilo Gallinari. But it's mostly because teams want him because of his valuable shooting. And that's always a great thing, for sure, for sure. But anyhow, I think the Wolves should be able to win versus the Detroit Pistons. Hopefully a more comfortable win. It's not a back-to-back situation or anything like that. So that's the good news. Thank God. Back-to-backs, yeah. So Wolves actually have plenty of time off in between where guys can be healthy as well. Don't slack off, this and that. And then you go to Denver on the 29th. We'll be talking about that next week. That's kind of a must-win. Kind of. It kind of is if you want home court advantage. I don't want the Wolves to fall to like third or fourth. You know, isn't that where we're at right now? Yeah, damn it. So we're a game and a half behind Oklahoma and Detroit, who are tied for the Western Conference lead, basically, percentage-wise. I guess Oklahoma has a 0.006 percentage lead in the Western Conference. Good for them. Boston is the favorite to win the whole enchilada. And did I pick them? No, I picked the Bucks. Stupid. I should have picked the Celtics, but maybe they won't win anyway. Yeah, they're 10 games ahead of the Bucks. That's impressive, guy. Clippers are, yeah, they're up there, obviously. They're up there, but they're behind the Wolves and such, even though they're winning their division. New Orleans is winning theirs as well, blah, blah, blah. But, yep, the Wolves are a strong third. We're all in the same stinking division, which makes it interesting. But luckily it doesn't screw us up where we'd be like the sixth seed or something stupid like that because we don't win our division. Wouldn't that be lame? Wouldn't that suck? I think we'd be the fifth, yeah. We'd be like the fifth seed if it was like that, but right now we'd be number three. And playing, I don't even know. I think the Suns or the Mavericks. Interesting. Those are not the best matchups for the Wolves historically. So, that's interesting how that works. So, the Wolves will beat the Pistons. Bottom line, final score of 122-108. 122-108. Wolves win fairly comfortably. Naz Reid, I'm just going to predict he's going to get 20-plus. A healthy, hopefully, Naz Reid will get 20-plus. There'll be guys sitting out playing, but maybe they won't score as much. 20-plus. Anthony Edwards, of course, will get 20-plus as well, but I'm predicting Naz Reid is back by then and gets over 20 points in the game, and the Wolves win fairly comfortably over a Detroit team. With that, we'll take a quick break and get to fan interaction now. Are you looking for a really nice Timberwolves-related Facebook page out there with cool fans and a wonderful host? Well, look no further than Wolfpack from Flip to Finch, hosted by Scott Doherty. He does a great job. Scott Doherty's an awesome guy. And the fan base on there, obviously passionate about the Wolves, but also respectful of other people's opinions regarding the team. Check out the page. It's awesome. Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. We are back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number 3. Sorry, this show is probably going to be a little bit on the shorter side today, even though we had the dunk of the year. But and the release of the show might be funky. It might be later than, obviously you know by the time you're listening. But that would be the reason why is because I have to go to work early for a meeting that I don't need to go to. But they're forcing us. It's, you know what I mean? Yeah. I hate that kind of stuff. Anyhow, that's enough of my dirty laundry. At TWolvesEX is the Twitter account. Timberwolves_explosion is the Instagram. I want to thank Levi for reposting the most recent episode, Levi Brown out of New Zealand, and Tanae and Vince Germano also for retweeting the most recent episode. Thank you guys very much. Tanae says, sorry, Joey, completely missed this yesterday. Tough week. Injuries really starting to compound lately. Hopefully some health for the Wolves over these next few days heading into the playoffs. Yeah, I agree. It's been absolutely nuts and frustrating. Another thing from Tanae. Anthony Edwards is everything and more than I thought Andrew Wiggins was going to be. Absolutely. That's what we were hoping he was going to be, but obviously the physical strength and such has been a huge help with Anthony Edwards. That's a huge thing, and obviously I think he cares more. And that was the fear with Anthony Edwards, remember, back in the draft, ended up being completely untrue. Andrew Wiggins is, I don't know, he's got his mind everywhere else. It's ridiculous. Benzo out of the Bronx says, I definitely want to beat, this is about the Nuggets. I was expressing some frustration, of course, like, damn, we had them and blah, blah, blah. Benzo says, I definitely want to beat them in the playoffs, probably the conference finals. Wouldn't that be good? Preferably the conference finals. My response is, same here. We were right there with them. Seeing them beat us while we are shorthanded pissed me off, yeah. But it is what it is, you know. It kind of felt like, you know, it always feels like the other team's rubbing it in when that happens, even though they're not necessarily doing that. So there's that. But, yeah, anyhow, enough of my rambling and silliness. So with that, that's going to probably be it, unfortunately. Not a whole lot of interaction, and I did not put a bat signal out. I don't know, just too much going on right now, and I apologize. Hopefully a better show next week. I hope this was still decent. Again, I apologize that I seem a bit distracted and, I don't know, a lot of stupid things going on in the background. Nothing bad, so don't worry about it. Just distracting in general. Everybody needs this and needs that at the same time, which is, yeah. Sometimes it's just, go need it from someone else. That'd be great. With that said, I hope you have a wonderful week. Hopefully the Timberwolves do end up doing the 3-game sweep over the course of this week. Wouldn't that be nice? With that, you guys all have a wonderful week, and go Timberwolves.